United Nations officials say Asia needs to increasingly focus on medium to longer term efforts to control the spreading avian flu virus now embedded in the region's poultry. David Nabarro, the senior UN coordinator for avian and human influenza, says overall Asia has registered significant progress in the past year in preparing against avian flu. Nabarro and other UN officials say Indonesia remains the key country of concern and is in need of greater international assistance.
Indonesia, there's a lot more to do. The challenge of improving animal health services and also scaling up human health capacity continues to be substantial in that country.
Indonesia has recorded the highest number of human fatalities from bird flu, at least 55 deaths. Worldwide, the H5N1 virus has killed more than 150 people in 9 countries since 2003. Hiroyuki Konuma, Deputy Regional Director for the UN Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO, says the disease is firmly established in Indonesia.
The virus is widely spreading at the moment, and according to the source of information from FAO, out of 33 provinces, the majority of provinces have avian influenza problems.
Indonesia has been criticized for resisting mass culling of infected poultry. On Friday, officials there announced plans to ban city residents from keeping free-roaming backyard poultry in a bid to prevent the virus spreading to people. But they did not say when the measure would come into effect. Indonesia also says it has been improving bird flu education and awareness programs. The UN's Nabarro warned Friday that a bird flu epidemic among humans could begin anywhere, not just in countries like Indonesia that showed higher concentrations of the virus. Nabarro is on his fourth visit to the region to review bird flu preparedness. He praised Vietnam and Cambodia for their avian flu preparations and singled out Burma, also known as Myanmar, for its open and cooperative approach on avian flu issues.
There has been total openness in communicating with the officials of the United Nations system on issues to do with avian influenza, and that we are very satisfied with the way in which the Myanmar authorities responded.
A key concern now for countries in the region is the approaching winter. The number of flu cases typically increases during the cold season from November to February. So far, most bird flu cases in people have been caused through contact with infected poultry, but scientists are concerned the virus could mutate into a form more easily spread between humans, causing a pandemic. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.